Yeah, thank you once again for listening to Hog Story. This time, I'll be Fletcher.
Now I'm staying dangerous in the smoker. I'm Carolyn Blaney.
Stay dangerous, live dangerous, look dangerous, drink dangerous. In the smoker.
Jail. You gotta go to jail too.
I don't know if you know this, but I don't speak Russian!
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that, but I do not speak Russian.
I too do not speak Russian. You heard it here first on episode 108 of Hog Story.
That's right.
And we've got the date. Let's get the date in there. So it looks like it's Monday, August 24th.
Woohoo! About a month away. Month away to the equinox.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The autumnal equinox.
Excellent.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, we had recorded an episode 106 last Monday, but files on the recorder had been corrupted. So instead of going through the rigmarole to ask anybody if they had recorded it on their end, we were just like, "Yeah, fuck it." Lost episode. Some people that listen Monday night got some exclusive content.
Exclusive content.
That should not happen tonight because everything looks to be in order, and I'm using the two-track recorder again, despite its noise, just so I can have a main and a backup recording.
Excellent. That file got corrupted. It joined a gang. It hung out with Corn Pop.
Yeah, he's
too.
A bad dude.
Bad dude.
But we're glad everybody is here joining us Monday night. I will say, since that episode didn't get released, 106, I'm going to go ahead and cover. I'll say again, the people that helped produce that episode, I'll give them credit this time too. That way everybody knows.
Yes.
Yes, we do. We want to give a shout out to Gummy Nerds.
Gummy Nerds.
Yes. Thank you very much. He sent us 13.32 hogaroos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Dwadnam, he sent us 11.11 hogaroos.
Woo!
I know.
Wadnam.
Geek Squared comes in with her single hogaroo monthly donation. We appreciate that very much.
We do.
Every little bit helps. Dawn.
That's right.
Dawn Jessif, a first-time donor from what I can tell, they gave us 20 hogaroos.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. I had to utilize all my fingers and all of my toes to count that.
Well, it's good thing you got all the fingers and toes that, you know, that you can count it on.
Yeah, I'm not missing any. And Cold Acid, he came in with 5 hogaroos.
Awesome. And Cold Acid joined us on Thursday for episode 107. And we had a great time. Thanks for coming to hang out with us, Cold Acid.
And that one actually got recorded and released, so woohoo!
Woo! We got that.
And we want to give a special thanks to Sir Spencer, the Wolf of Kansas City, for us that awesome Trumpy Hog Story mix.
That was such a cool mix. I gotta give you a laser gun for that, Spencer. Hell yeah. That was awesome.
Oh, yes, there we go.
So I listened to it, to the mix. I was so excited and elated. So I called you immediately, as soon as I found my phone. On a Saturday, I don't have my phone. I'm like, I don't know where it is. So I found it, And then I called you. And what you were just a moment from playing it. And I called you.
Yeah, because I got a notification on my phone and I was like, oh, cool, let me click this. And my slow ass Galaxy S5 took its time opening up a SoundCloud page. And then my phone rang, and yes, it was you. Right as soon as I was about to click play.
You have to listen to it. You didn't listen to it yet? No? You gotta listen to it.
And it's great. We will play it at the end of tonight's episode in its entirety.
Yes. Yes, so everybody can listen to it in the recording. We were playing in the pre-show. It's so cool. Such a great mix. Thank you again,
too cool.
Sir Spencer.
Too cool for school. But yes, thank you very much. And we appreciate everybody that's hanging out with us live tonight in the smoker.
Right. Thank you for coming to hang out with us live, listening to us, downloaded maybe as well. Hello. Thank you for listening. And thank you for allowing us into your Monday. And we hope we can bring you some positivity and fun to your Monday. Well, thank you, everybody.
Yes. Thank you very much, everybody. And thank you to everybody that also left us voicemails.
Oh, we got some voicemails?
Oh, yeah.
Well, hit me with a voicemail.
Dude, like these two new people that you have doing the show on that they've taken over the stream, man. They're playing some bodacious stuff, man. Like, this is hip. Like, it's bodacious. It's amazing.
Bodacious.
Bodacious.
There's a barbecue joint around here named Bodacious.
Oh, does it live up to its name?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty kick-ass barbecue. They have a sandwich that they call the Mailman, which is chopped beef and chopped link sausage together in one sandwich, slathered in barbecue sauce.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. Their chopped beef is all done in-house, so it's slow-cooked and smoked. It's delicious.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Delicious.
I mean, I already ate, but I could eat that. I have room for that.
Radix in the chat room says that Texas barbecue is beef, and I never understood that about barbecue connoisseurs that are like, well, Kansas City barbecue is this, and Tennessee is that, and Texas barbecue is this. It's like, Not to me, not to the people I know. We don't give a shit if it's beef or pork or whatever the fuck, or both. All of the above. All the above. If it's slow cooked and juicy and smoky, it's all barbecue to me. But yeah, he just reminded me. I'm not picking on Radix specifically. He just reminded me of the, I don't know what you would call it, the rivalry between people and their barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing that bugs me is when people refer to just simply cooking food on the grill as barbecue. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to go, you know, barbecue the shit out of these corn cobs. Like, no, you're not. You're going to grill it.
No, you're not. Yeah, on the grill. Yeah, that's
you're,
right.
You're grilling that food. You're not barbecuing.
Yeah, exactly. It's just on the grill.
Oh, and barbecuing, we might
that's a longer process.
Oh, sorry. Finish but what you were going to say.
Barbecuing is a longer process.
It is. It's a much longer process. What I was excited about why I jumped in is because I finally got in the green onion cereal from Kellogg's.
What? That's pretty badass.
I know. And I'm opening it right now.
Oh, nice. Okay, so you're going to open it. What are
oh,
you
it does
have
come in
it?
A bag. Oh,
milk?
That's good news. I thought
oh,
it
you
was,
split the bag.
No, I said it does come in a bag. I thought,
oh, it does come in a bag.
I thought it was bag-free, just rattling around inside the box, but that's a negative. Bag is open. Let's see. Oh, look. Look how green it is.
Oh, so green. Does it smell like green onion?
Not as much as I thought. It smells like more like rice with a hint of green onion.
Oh. Hmm. So was
but
it
I do have a bowl right here, so. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's got like a sheen to it. It's shiny. Like,
oh.
Like Charlie or Martin. Right. I'm not going to eat very much of it, but I am going to pour some milk on it. So
okay.
I'm going to do what some people deem as unprofessional and step away from the microphone to go pour some cold milk on this green ass cereal. So you can talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, I'll talk amongst ourselves. So this coming Thursday, we will have Grand Duke Thomas Nussbaum joining us in the smoker. Very exciting. Very exciting. And it's great. There's some awesome sunflowers outside. Want to get this time lapse camera so then I can see, just have it on one of the sunflowers all day to watch it move its head around. That would be really cool.
That would be a great idea. Yeah, I would have had this, pre-done, but I didn't want the milk getting warm.
Yeah, no, of course not.
I'm surprised how clicky and plastic they sound. But I'm stirring them around in the milk to get a nice even coat over the cereal.
Oh, yeah.
It smells more oniony now that I added the milk to it.
Onion and milk. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess you could...
Here's bite number one, but I'm going to try and stay a little further away from the microphone so you don't hear the extreme crunch that I know is coming from these super shiny Chex cereals. It's exactly what I thought.
Really?
Yeah. It tastes more just like the Chex cereal than the green onion. There's a hint of green onion in there.
Yeah.
But it's not near as flavorful as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, okay.
But these would be great with anything other than milk.
Oh, no.
Like sprinkled on some Chinese food, this would be fucking awesome. Like some lo mein noodles with these crunched up on top. Holy shit.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. That sounds pretty good. Or coating it. Or breading the chicken or breading any kind of meat with it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what it's like when you cook it. If you put it in the oven and heat it up, I wonder if the onion flavor tastes more oniony.
It might be better.
It might be, yeah.
Yeah, with some kind of meat, this would be great.
Yeah.
Hell, I'm thinking about putting soy sauce on it.
I was just thinking of soy sauce. It
on
probably
the milk.
Would taste on the milk. you could try it.
No, this isn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Oh, okay.
No, it really is like rice cereal with a hint of onion. Just it's just there, like a little bit, but it's not in your face.
Would it be? It probably would be bad if it was in your face.
Yeah, I think they were trying to avoid that.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, so you can make your bread stuff with it, put noodles on top. Really, but that's interesting. It tastes like rice. I wonder if it's made out of rice, like the cereal bits.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Even on its own, it's not as green oniony as I thought it would be.
Oh, it's all in the color.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually good on its own just to eat out of the box.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. It's way better.
That is awesome.
The milk just makes it weird.
Oh.
But I guess that's dinner cereal instead of breakfast cereal.
I wonder if you, well, I mean, you put it with milk, but if you put it with ice cream, maybe like green tea ice cream, that would be all right.
Or like pistachio ice cream.
Oh, yeah. You have to have something weird, not weird, but like an non-popular ice cream, like not vanilla or chocolate.
Meat or ice cream.
Meat ice cream. Or beet ice cream.
Oh, yes. Yes. Beet ice cream. It'll stain your teeth red. Well, now I need to wash down that onion cereal with some beer.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Chai Badesh asked if it was worth the money. Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, you know what's weird, though? What? The burps taste more like green onion than the cereal did.
Okay.
But no, that was pretty good. So thanks everybody that donated to the show, because it was your donations that helped buy that Kellogg's green onion cereal.
Yeah, so now everybody knows.
I was looking that up. I was looking up the story behind it. And in 2004, that's how long this goes back, they had a poll, a public vote Kellogg's did to see what people wanted. It was online. They had to vote for Chucky, which is the chocolate flavored, or Chaka, which was the green onion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Chaka won, the green onion won, but they thought that it might be from duplicate votes online or some other fuckery going on. So they declared Chucky, the chocolate one, the winner instead.
Oh.
And then after 16 years, Kellogg's was like, no, we've got to put this out. They had some big ad campaign in South Korea saying like it's been a long time coming, it's well deserved, or whatever shit like that. And they finally did it. And my microphone almost fell over.
Oh no.
But yes, definitely I'm gonna put the bag into the cereal into a resealable bag so I can keep it longer and use it to cook with, and then I'm gonna put the box away somewhere safe.
That's a cool box.
It is. It's taller than American cereal boxes.
Oh yeah, and those and they shrunk. They used to be really big, and now they just shrunk.
Yeah.
Those.
Yeah. The price hasn't shrunk though on any named brand cereal.
No. They charge more now.
It just keeps going up and up and up and up and up.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad I finally was able to try it, and I displayed some good self-control by waiting to do it on the show.
Because I'm glad it got you here did. On that was Friday. Great. Great content.
Yes. Green onion Chex Mix, where your burps are more flavorful than the cereal in the first place.
Well, that's where the flavor comes in. The cereal scientists must have thought, well, I don't think they'll want to have the flavor when they're tasting it. But what about when you're burping it?
That is genius. Pure
brilliant.
Genius. And then there's always that one scientist in the back.
I like fresh air, motherfucker, and you're dumb.
Oh yeah, those are great scientists.
They gotta have somebody there to stir up the shit.
That's right. always stirring something up. Hey. Do we have any voicemails?
We
should play one.
We do have some voicemails. We could stand to use some more voicemails. So if you are on the fence about leaving the voicemail, get your ass off that fence and give us a call at 430-201-4841. We really want to hear from you.
That's right. We do.
That's right. You right there. The one you that's right sitting there thinking, should I call these guys? I don't really know. I don't even like the sound of my voice, so they're probably not going to like my voice. Trust me. I want to hear your voice.
I want to hear your voice too. See? And I see you with your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You're already on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a call. Whoa. And it's 430-201-4841.
Hey, am I caller number 5? Where's my ticket?
Yes.
You guys giving out concert tickets? I need some tickets. I need those concert tickets now. I need to get out of this house. Where's my concert tickets? Give me concert tickets. I'm coming down there to get my concert tickets.
Whoa.
Hopefully he wasn't calling for the concert tickets to Michael Jackson and whoever else that one mashup was with. Or Michael Jackson's dead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Could have been those mashup concerts.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't do anything about it. All I could do was listen to Dirk and Sunshine take over the stream.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, we'd be giving away those concert tickets. But they just took over the stream and they were giving away tickets to shows that fantasy shows, really.
Yeah, fantasy shows.
Fantasy shows. I'm sure we're going to get more of those calls now that I think about it. I wonder if That's he possible. came by here to to look for the tickets.
Or if he came by here. I don't know. I was out running errands all this morning. I even missed Grumpy Old Ben's today. I wasn't able to listen in live, and I'm always listening live to that. But I missed it. I felt so bad.
Aw.
Yep, I got home and turned on everything right as they were getting off and switching it back to the normally scheduled programming.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Oh, well. There's always Friday.
There is always Friday.
That's the good thing about Grumpy Old Ben's is now they are twice a week.
Twice a week.
Twice.
And I'm off on Friday, so I get to listen to it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And I could probably call too.
Relentlessly.
Relentlessly. Yes. Yes. Grumpily and relentlessly.
Grumpily.
If that wasn't a word, it is now.
Well, how's it going up there in the Scandinavias? Didn't you get some weird weather last night?
Yeah, we got some weird weather last night. And it was just hot. Like the sky was all red out there. We had some rain while the sun was still out, and I heard some thunder. It is a bit of a wet August, I would say. It should be just hot every day, all day long. Now we're getting back to being 30 plus degrees. So it was hot like it should be.
Simple. Woo woo.
And we got some cool sunflowers. I was telling everybody about the sunflowers.
Oh yeah, I heard that.
They're pretty cool. They just their heads just move to where the sun is. So it's never in the same spot, which is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered a dumb phone,
and
which is what I named the song of this for this show. So I'm supposed to get a Nokia 3310 come here. So that'll be
nice.
Interesting.
Is that a flip phone or a candy bar phone?
Oh, it's a candy bar phone.
Sweet.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited. So I guess I have to get, I don't know if you get a pay as you go. It's probably going to, it's stupid up here with phones and probably end up spending more money on like the actual service than what you get. But I'll test it out. See how I like it. But I'm okay with no data. All I just want this phone to do is take calls, make calls.
Nice.
And I don't even think I need text messages. I just want something that I could take outside and just in case I need to make a call. That's about it. Maybe texting. I don't know. I'm not much of a, and I don't even know that T9 thing. I had like a dumb phone for a long time, and I still don't know how to do the T9 thing.
Hmm.
But do you know T9? Did you ever use T9?
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Well, it's like that predictive text, like when you're texting.
Oh, no, I don't think so, because it always ended up being stupid.
Yeah, I just didn't get it.
Or maybe I was the stupid one. Either way, me and the phone were not simpatico.
Yeah. No, I couldn't figure out T9.
No, it looks like Tropical Storm Marco has made landfall. And there's another one right behind it. That's Tropical Storm Laura Loomer. I mean, just Laura.
Oh, Laura. Okay.
Laura the Loomer.
Laura. Looming around.
Looming around the Gulf of Mexico.
Just looming.
Just looming. Just glassing. Just looming. You know, it may make landfall on the Texas coast. Well, we have yet to see.
Oh.
They were supposed to be back to back within a day, but I don't see that happening. Looks like Laura's still down there by Cuba or some shit.
Oh.
Cuba.
Where the prime minister's dad's from.
Yeah, his real dad.
His real dad.
Castro.
Castro. Yep. Papa Castro.
Oh, Papa P.
And, What else is... Oh, yeah. So we got a new finance minister. the one guy, he like stepped down because of all he was involved in a lot of scandals. And then now we got a lady named Christiana Freeland, and of course she's the first female finance minister, so that's a big deal. And she's a Rhodes Scholar.
Oh, of course she is.
Of course. I think she went to Harvard or Yale or one of those schools. I think it was Harvard. I didn't write that down. I wrote it down.
You gotta go to jail too.
but what's interesting, and my dad always pointed this out to me, like when they put a woman in charge of something, then that's when the shit goes down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, of course, because you can't say anything negative about her, because if you do, you're a bigot.
That's right. That's right. So it makes it even worse. Like, you can't say anything that's gone bad. But if all the shit goes down, it's like they're going to blame her for sure. So I thought that was an interesting move. It's very symbolic.
Mm. I'm sure she'll have corruption scandals of her own, though.
Oh, I'm sure she will. She was the foreign minister, so you probably saw her in U.S. news or in the news in the United States when they were making those deals with the aluminum trade and she had a lot of dealings with the guy who was from he was in Trump's cabinet, the tall guy from, he was the oil guy. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
But anyway.
Well, I mean, trying to get my words together, those green onion burps are throwing me off. Sorry.
He must be mighty strong.
It's so weird. But anyway, in order for anything happening in Canada to make the news down here, it's got to be over the top.
Like a mayor smoking crack over the top.
Some aluminum trade with the foreign minister isn't going to even make the third page.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Unless she's naked, you know, or doing some bullshit like that.
That's true. No, that's true. No, that is a good point.
Now then, let's get crazy.
I think it's time for, let's listen to another voicemail.
Mix it up, just like you're making a cake or something. Just mix it up.
In the smoker, John, Carolyn, and I don't really give a fuck who else is listening, because you know what? Fuck it. People, listen. That's what I'm telling you to do. If not, I'm going to beat you in the mouth or the head, something like that. I'd like to apologize, but I'm not sorry. I do not have any what the fuckery this week. Because, you know, well, shit happens. So I'm just going to go ahead and deal with that. And you guys can come over and trim down the fucking trees out on the fucking side of the hill, because they're fucking interfering with our view. Actually, no, they're just overgrowing, so we need to get rid of them. Maple trees. Absolute assholes. Fucking bastards. Who invented maple trees? I'm going to go out there and bitch smack them.
Mm-hmm. Bitch slap Canada.
Anywho, so this is what I wanted to actually mention, because I really don't have anything for you guys today. I was talking with my sister the other night, and she also plays Animal Crossing New Horizons with me. She was telling me about when she was listening to the police scanner. Apparently, there's a guy not too far from where she lives, like a block or two away, who was out wandering around drunk, stoned off of his ass, smearing himself in shit. I am not joking. Smearing himself in shit. I don't know where he got the shit from, but obviously it was shit because the cops smelled it, and he who smelt it dealt it. So it was probably his own. Just don't ask me how he produced so much. Maybe it was dog shit. Maybe he picked it up on the side of the road. I don't know. I don't care. Dude, stay away from me. Yeah, just stay on the other side of the state. I'll be happier that way. Anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go. I know I still have a minute that I could be blathering on to you about. But for right now, my back hurts like a fucking son of a bitch. I'm wearing my glasses. I wore my glasses when I took a nap because my meds knocked me out this afternoon. I wake up, I'm still wearing my glasses. I'm like, what? God, I'm such an idiot.
Oh, I've been there.
Okay. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. almost September, so I think it's Labor Day we've got coming up. I don't know. Could be wrong. Again, just going to fake it and believe that I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm right. Deal with it. Yeah. Y'all take it easy. Enjoy. Ike on by.
Thanks, Dame Bemrose. It's always good to hear from you. Sorry your back is hurting like a bitch.
Yeah. I hope it feels better soon.
Yes, I hope it does.
And those maple trees, I mean, it's overgrown maple trees.
And that guy smearing the shit all over himself, I know where he was from.
Oh, where is he from?
Browntown, baby!
Ah, yes. Straight from Browntown.
Straight from Browntown.
Running around.
There is only brown. Everywhere.
There is only brown.
Not all browns are that gross looking.
We got some trees around here that have the nerve to change colors right now. Can you believe that?
Oh, that's too early, trees.
Settle, calm your tits, trees.
Instead of having programs where you plant a tree, you need now to have programs to buy trees calendars.
Yeah, exactly. Like, look at the calendar tree. What are you doing?
Look at it. It's made from the pulp of your flesh. Look at it.
Look at it. It's telling you something. Don't change color.
It's not time yet, trees.
Yeah, trees.
This kind of has to do with trees. I've been seeing ads and hearing ads in various podcasts for this thing called establishedtitles.com. Have you heard of it?
No, I have not.
This is not an ad in any way. I thought this was rather silly. You get to buy yourself a souvenir. This is what they call it. A souvenir plot of land. You can purchase 1, 5, or 10 square foot plots. The price for one is $59.95. The price for a 5 square foot plot is $219.95. And the price for a 10 square foot plot of land. This is also in Ireland, by the way. $359.95. You also have to pay an additional $30 if you want a physical printed certificate.
Oh, it's totally worth that.
But a private landowner is doing this, and they just want it to be fun and novelty. Buy your souvenir plot of land, and they will make you a lord or a lady, because that's the whole point, is since you own land in Ireland, now you are a lord or a lady, and you can claim such a title, and they will send you a certificate proving as such. Somebody there listens to No Agenda, and they thought, what a great idea.
Then you could say that you own land in Ireland, and the people think you're like, you know, a big shot, you know, you could tell people that, and then they find out it's like, oh, you only have like 10 square inches, well, or 10 square feet. What was it? That's what it was. It's like,
square feet is 1, 5, or 10 square foot plots. So not big enough to do anything other than plant a tree, which they will do for you as part of their commitment to UK Woodland Trust. They will plant a tree for every purchase.
And can you name the tree or decide what kind of tree you want? I guess you'd have to.
It would
be
nice if you got a plaque. Maybe you could pay extra for a plaque to nail to that tree.
Yeah, like the Hog Story tree in Ireland.
They'd have to regularly move that plaque around because you don't want the tree like subsuming the plaque. You ever see that where trees like eat signs that are nailed to them?
Oh, yeah.
Like as they grow outward, they're just like take it over in a very slow fashion.
Oh, this is a yummy sign.
Allow me to feast upon it for decades.
This is a great tree.
But yeah, what a deal. You can get yourself a lordship or a ladyship for a few hundred dollars.
A few hundred dollars. And then you get bragging rights. I was like, oh, I have a piece of land in Ireland.
Or you could do something where you actually get some value, real value back, and just donate to No Agenda until you reach knighthood level.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to do it all at once.
No, exactly. And then you could be a part of a wonderful community.
Indeed. I'm coming up on my baronet for No Agenda.
Oh, nice. Cool.
A few more hundos to go. I saw there was a lot of Asian news. I guess it was coming across the algos because of my recent purchase of the green onion cereal. And they just think, well, you must be a, what would you call that? A person that loves Asian culture. An Asian file? Asiophile?
Asiophile.
But you can't call them the Orient file or Orientophile because somehow the term Orient or Oriental is offensive, even though it just means East.
Yeah. I guess you can't say.
Oh, the chat room is saying Sinophile.
Sinophile. I wonder where that comes from.
That is a good question. Well, anyway. The algos must have thought I was a xenophile, not a japophile, Lavish. I don't have yellow fever. Those are funny, but they're racist. Anyway, I saw a story. It was from a couple of months ago or so of a Japanese baseball team, the Fukuoka. I think I'm saying that right. Fukuoka, the SoftBank Hawks. They have robots instead of people in their stand. Dancing robots at that. They had stationary humanoid ones with waving arms and a head. And then they had those weird, creepy headless dog robots. The surveillance police bot.
Whoa.
I know you've seen those things. They're four-legged robots, but they don't have a head. You know, a quote head. It's just a body with the weird-ass robot legs.
Oh, four-legged.
I'm sure.
I just want to see what it looked like.
Oh, yeah. They'll have cameras mounted, probably weaponry. Throw out sharpened discs, because why not? Release ball bearings. Shoot ball bearings. I mean, you can fuck shit up.
What's weird is that they left the tail. I think I found what you're...
It might be for balance.
Oh, okay. So there's purpose to it. Because
it shows people, like, trying to kick them over and all that kind of stuff. What they're doing, I mean, people will figure out a way to disable those bots, is all I'm saying. They think they're being innovative, and what they're actually doing is triggering normal-ass everyday people to be innovative. Because if those things start wandering around and issuing citations, like, bark, bark, you must pay this fine now. Bark, you're illegally parked. Bark, bark, you were parked here for too long. Bark, like, shut up, fucking bark bot.
Yeah, BarkBot, you know, come on. Come on, BarkBot.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. But you could just
make me put spikes on the toes of my boots.
Oh, yeah, they do make boots like that with spikes on the top.
On the toe. Yeah. On the toe.
On the toe?
So, yeah, kick outward and puncture BarkBot's body.
and then it could, you get like some robot... guts stuck on it.
some wire.
Why? and some like sparks fly out and you kick it.
Yeah. Fortunately, my spike-toed boots will be rubber-soled. So, you know, I won't be grounded. That way I won't get shocked.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because otherwise I would sound like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I got shocked.
Got shocked.
Oh. Okay.
We might have another voicemail.
Oh, well, hit me with a voicemail.
Oh, yeah. I got to say, too, that if it weren't for Dame Bemrose, I wouldn't have the cereal. She's the one that informed me of its presence.
Oh, yeah. That's true. When we had Lisa on the show, we were talking, and you ordered it right on the show.
I did. Excellent. Right then and there.
Right then and there. And everyone was a part of that. Just like when you had... tasted it first time.
I'm still tasting it.
Those green onion burps. Green onions come
up. You can only get them from South Korea. Yum, yum. At least in this heavily processed way. I mean, you can get real green onion burps, but where can you get rice-coated cereal with artificial green onion flavor that will flavor your burps?
Burps are onion, green onion flavored now.
Maybe this voicemail is too.
Hey, Hogs. Thank you for all you do. Just chilling, enjoying you guys all the time. shared it with the neighbors. Like I said, if the douchebags listen, or even if they choose not to, whatever. We were just talking and chilling, talking over it a lot, because, like you said, the post show ain't that much. But hell, I appreciate you playing the voicemails. Gives me some recollection. Oh, fuck, it's raining. Gives me some recollection of that night. Gave him the cheap bottles, clearing out the pantry. What, a quarter bottle of gin, about a half tequila, and two plastic bottle vodkas. They were complaining, plastic, ew. I'm like, motherfucker, is it your 21st birthday? I ain't buying you good shit. Get out of here. Anyway, yeah, well, oh, whoa. Noshing on some produce out of the garden. This okra, when it gets too big, it's so fucking stringy, full of fiber. You chew this damn thing like getting some gristle in beef jerky. You chew it all day. I ain't going nowhere. Anyway, got just pulling up, and I was going to say thank you, and yeah, it was a little drinking contest, and had a good time, and you guys were totally willing and awesome participants. Good shit. Adios for now, mofos.
We got to develop a drinking game for our show.
Yeah.
You got to drink every time I play a clip over Carolyn talking.
Oh yeah, that could be a good one.
Those don't count, but I do that. It's difficult with the Skype timing. You never know if the lag's going to be really short or really long.
That's true. But thank you, Dr. Sir My Crotch, for leaving us a voicemail and telling us about your okra.
Oh yeah, some of that chewy fibrous okra.
Fiber okra.
But it came from your ground, so what's better than that?
So it's probably extra good, because you know where it's been.
Yeah, it's been right there.
Right there. You're aware of the ground. If you too are also aware of the ground, you can leave us a voicemail by calling 430-201-4841.
Yes. How aware of this ground are you?
Yeah. I mean, lots of stuff's pretty aware of the ground. A lot of things, it just wants to, you know, be there. A lot of stuff does all the time.
Be there or be square.
Be there or be square.
But in case of the ground, we know that's not the case. Or do we? We might live on a giant cube. If you think we live on a giant cube, give us a call at 430-201-4841. If you think we live inside of a giant bowl on the back of some sort of celestial being, also give us a call at 430-201-4841. If you think that bowl is part of a galactic dinner breakfast cereal and the giant green onion cereal cubes are about to fall from the sky, followed by the stellar milk. If you think all that's about to happen, give us a call at 430-201-4841. It's 2020. Anything's possible.
Anything is possible. Even, so, you know, that comedian John Oliver, he has the show on HBO.
Yeah.
So he went on a rant about a town called Danbury, Connecticut. And so he said some shit. He was talking some shit about them. And then so the town named their new sewage plant after John Oliver. So they called it the John Oliver Memorial Sewage Plant because he's full of shit. And it was a great video. I'll post it in the notes. So you can watch it. But I thought that was great. it's like, can't just talk shit about a town and then, you know, not have some repercussions. Because he's been, even with Dildo Newfoundland, you know, just because it's called Dildo, you know, it's like, oh, it's such a joke, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, that was Kimmel. But I think he also, John Oliver had also a story about it, but still, like, can't have these late night guys just talking shit without. But he got all pissed off about it, saying like fuck them and all this stuff. It's just so silly. That's what you get when you're talking talking smack, get named after a sewage plant.
Brown Town, baby. And I actually don't have any clip. I don't know what. Anyway, what happened to stuff? My computer's fucking up.
Oh, so silly. But I'll have to, I'll put it in the show notes, these videos.
Good, good. I'll be putting my notes in the show notes as well. There were videos of those dancing bots.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I want to see them. See them.
If, I guess, staying with the Far East.
Yes.
It's still Japan, also in Tokyo. They, some production company called, let me butcher this, Kawagara Setai. They have a drive-through haunted house.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's a 13-minute experience. So you drive into this place and zombies attack your car. And but on the plus side is they clean your car afterward. They clean all the fake blood and shit off of it.
That's just the honorable thing to do.
Yeah.
Scare the crap out of you and then they clean your car after you crapped your pants in the car.
I don't think they clean the inside. The only reason they're doing it is because of
the outside. Rona. Oh, the Rona. Oh, okay. I thought they were just being nice. Oh, so it's on the outside, not on the inside. Like, you know, you got so scared you crapped your pants.
Yeah, well, you're stuck with that. They'll clean up anything that they make. They clean up any mess they make on the outside. You got to handle the inside.
Don't crap your pants if you're going through this haunted house, because they're not going to clean in the inside of your car.
Oh, and now I wish I had that clip from that movie Big Daddy. But I can wipe my ass. But I can wipe my ass. As the kids, like, being drug out into the hallway, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Or, I wipe my own ass, or whatever he's saying.
Look what's happening right now.
Right now.
Right now.
You know what would be great right now?
What?
A voicemail.
Hell yeah, it would. Let me try and get that window open. Since it wasn't, but now it is.
Woo!
Ugh!
Hey, it's Phone Boy, and I'm out for a run because, well, you can't fucking do anything because, well, you know, COVID-19. Mm-hmm. I had somebody on Twitter that said, oh, you know, it's, you know, all these people that are dying of COVID. Well, you know, no human life is, they're all important, right? Well, you know, it's just kind of funny in saying that is that, well, you know, this is also probably somebody who would say something along the lines of Black Lives Matter or whatever, say something, you know, that doesn't go along with that. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, and I'm going, okay, yeah, well, people are dying of COVID-19, and that's not so, that's not so great. But, you know, there's a lot of other things that people are dying of that we're doing nothing about. And, you know, so, you know, it's a sense of proportion. And, you know, meanwhile, those of us who are still around and still trying to live our lives and just kind of kicking back or whatever, I'm getting a little frustrated with it, with everybody's overreaction and everything. And I'm not to say that this is, you know, it's not a joke if you get it, but, you know, bad things could potentially happen, but, you know, let's think about this a little bit more. Oh, well, I guess I'll get back to my run because, you know, can't really go anywhere or do anything else except, stay in the smoker deal.
Thank you, Phone Boy.
Thank you, Phone Boy. And in the smoker, I hope you had excellent run.
On No Agenda Social, he commented about there not being an episode 106, and I told him, nope, it's lost. And he's like, well, I was wondering what you thought of my voicemail. And so I asked him, you know, like, you know, when you sent it, and he told me, but I do remember it now. We really couldn't hear what he was saying because he's sounded like he was vigorously running.
Yes, there was lots of running.
There was some of it, but what I remember mostly is just, I think it was maybe the placement of the the microphone for his headset, however it is, whatever his setup is.
Mm-hmm. I heard more feet than voice.
Yeah, but this time... But
this was better.
Yes.
Much better. But all holes, hashtag all holes matter. That's really...
Oh, for sure.
That's really what it comes down to. I mean, there's lives, but holes are forever. Hashtag all holes matter.
It's very understandable being frustrated at the the lockdown shit.
Yeah, it's
that type
so
of stuff, the societal changes. And it really is. It's a change in people's behavior, the way they behave toward each other, what they're willing to do even when they're alone.
Yeah.
And still have a choice. They act as if they don't. And not putting it into any kind of perspective whatsoever. But it does suck when it happens to you or people you know. And you can't say right. It's not real, because, I mean, it fucking is. But there is a definite overreaction and overstepping of bounds. The government should inform us, not make the choices for us. They should, make sure we have all the information. But that just shows it's not about what they say it is. It is about encroaching further. It's all this one big steady plan to make sure that we're all chained to the government.
That's right.
Because they know better after all.
That's right. And the government's probably the last thing that will tell you that it's okay to go outside. Because, yeah. I have to share something with everybody in the smoker. So I went to the park, and it was just, I was just having a sandwich, just hanging out, it's nice outside. But there was kids running around and families and all that stuff. A thought crossed my mind, like, I don't want anybody coming near me, near my person. Like, and I've never had a thought like that before. I'm just out. I'm just hanging out in the park. Like, that's how, and of course, like, I, I'd like to think that I'm rational. I'm rational enough to say that that's a stupid thought. Why are you even thinking that? But, like, it's just the mind games and the mind fuck that this whole thing it was such a concerning thought. Like, why would I think that? Like, these people are going to mind their own business. I'm going to mind my own business, and nobody's going to be near each other. But it's such a silly, I just wanted to share that weird thought that I had. It's completely irrational, and I'm recognizing that it's irrational, and I feel a lot better telling people that, because now it's out in the open, and then I'm not, but do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, I don't know if that's normal, or other people thinking that, not that, maybe other people are also thinking that. I mean, I don't want to. I certainly don't want to. I've never lived my life like that before. I'm pretty outgoing, and I don't expect people to to get up in my grill and all that stuff. it's ridiculous. And I have to recognize that that's irrational, and that's a part of the PSYOPS program that they're trying to instill in my thought process.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not afraid of anybody. Like, I'm not. That's just not who I am. But just the ideas and the constant reminders of staying apart from other people, and you have to wear a mask covering, a bodysuit, onesie, whatever. I don't know. What do you guys think? 430-201-4841. What do you think?
So I'm not scared of anything.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not scared of anything.
No, and Dwadnam in the chat is right. The mask, anti-mask divide is like another intentional false dichotomy.
It really is.
It is. It really is. And
I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I shake hands. I'm a hugger. I like hugging.
Oh yeah, I shake hands too. I shook a band director's hand and didn't even realize what I did till the other band director went in for a fist bump. I was like, oh, yeah, that's what, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, that explains his bewildered eyes behind his mask when I just grabbed his hand and shook it.
Yeah.
What are you doing? We're not, we can't, no touchy.
Yeah.
But, I
don't know.
I don't know. I just, you know, I don't care if what people do. I have to get better at acknowledging my confusion. I can't speak with what I'm supposed to do because I tune out of all that. All the, well, the city of this place has mandated this or that and the other thing or whatever bullshit is being around Facebook. Since I'm not on Facebook, I'm barely on Twitter anymore or anything. I barely get on there except just post stuff about the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it, yeah, I don't know what the social shit is. And then I get confused. Oh, yeah, we're not supposed to fucking shake hands. Oh, yeah, I got to wear a mask in the fucking school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or, you know, I definitely don't wear one outside anywhere. The only time I'm putting one on is to go into a school.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, that's for entirely different reasons, and I can't help it. So,
mm-hmm.
got to do it there. But anywhere else, no. No. I got a bunch of looks at the grocery store today. Today, it was weird. I was the only one without a mask on at the grocery store.
Oh,
no, I take
weird.
That back. There was an older gentleman,
mm-hmm.
much older. He wasn't wearing one.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. He looked like a farmer or something. Like he spent a lot of time outdoors.
Oh, so nothing's going to get at him. He's been outside the whole time.
No, he's wearing overalls and a fucking t-shirt.
Yeah, they're going to ask him to wear a mask for sure.
Yeah, this no crusty way. Old man. No, I mean, I'm not saying that in a negative way.
It's no. Just
he was weather-worn, you could tell.
Yeah.
And he got a pack of Marlboro Reds. Along with, like, buttermilk or something that he bought. He only bought one thing.
Mm.
Beside the cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The essentials.
Buttermilk and cigarettes.
I like fresh air, motherfucker.
Well, do you want to play a voicemail or do you want to do a cold read?
Oh, let's do a cold read.
Oh, nice. We got some segments for a cold. We are not segments. A jingle for the cold read.
We sure do. And they, of course, would be located where, you know, it's just not. Most accessible because who am I to prepare for my own show?
Time now for a hog story cold read.
Nice. All right. I'm in it.
Meghan Red. Markle's weird habit with Prince Harry mocked. It trips me out. That's a strangely worded title. Meghan Markle has a particular habit on video calls with Prince Harry that was ruthlessly mocked by royal commentators. The Duchess of Sussex apparently tends to stare at Harry while he is talking in a way that one expert said trips me out. Keisha Shante was discussing Meghan and Harry's recent video call with leaders from the Queen's Commonwealth Trust, of which they are vice president and president, respectively. She and her fellow commentators, Roz Weston and Graham O'Neill, were reacting to the video for ET Canada.
Miss Shante praised the Queen for her charity work over the years and said she was not surprised that the Duke and Duchess were still involved with the Commonwealth Trust. However, she added, on a side note, it always trips me out when Meghan stares at Harry while he's talking. I'm always like, what are you looking at? Is there something in his teeth? Like, what's happening? What y'all looking at? Can I see too?
Mr. Weston and Mr. O'Neill laughed, and the two of the royal commentators began to do impressions of Meghan's look, swiveling their heads to the side and staring. This is not the first video call Meghan and Harry have gone with the Queen's Commonwealth Trust from their home in California. I have done, I said gone, but it's done. In the last video, Meghan could also be seen turning her head to look at Harry whenever he was talking. In the latest video, however, Harry spoke very highly of the Queen and what she managed to achieve over the years and told the leaders on the call they should be proud of their work they were doing.
He said, achieve, when she took this huge responsibility on, she's managed. No one could have predicted how much the world was going to change in such a short space of time, especially with the digital space. But hearing you guys knowing the broad spectrum of the Queen's Commonwealth Trust engulfs, you guys are the definition of the 21st century Commonwealth and what it means to be a part of it. You are there standing for equality, mutual respect, and fairness. And that's something that every single one of you should be proud of.
Yeah. Reacting to his words, Mr. O'Neill said, finally, they say something nice about the Queen. What a cunt. Mr. Weston added that he finds it shocking when Harry refers to the Queen as my grandmother, even in such a formal setting. I'm becoming British now.
Of course.
He added that his organization clearly means a lot to Meghan and Harry, and that is great. They're still able to be part of it. I am British, but I cannot read. The royal commentator said, I always find it, even in a setting like this, when they're talking about something formal, which is that organization, I'm always a little shocked when he refers to her as my grandmother, and not the Queen. And that happened twice in here.
And I just think that this is probably one of those things that was difficult to consider when they made the decision to leave the royal duties. They said duties.
Okay, I have to step in. This has gone on far too long for just, you know, that chick staring at her dude.
I know, right? It's a bit much.
I mean, that continues to go on and on.
It does.
He called her his grandmother. Well, you know what, dummy? It's his grandmother.
That's right. It is grandmother. God. See, express.co.uk, they just got so much time on their hands. Way too much time.
Abby Llewellyn.
Yeah, Abby Llewellyn. Yeah. Jeez. Why don't you write something else? That was War and Peace. That was a War and Peace cold read.
For this chick stares at her husband and with an a look of admiration while he talks. What else do you want her to do? Sit there, stare at the camera, and like move her hand in a circular fashion around the side of her head, like whatever. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Seems like they're not happy with anything she does.
No, they just aren't. Kyle Dunnigan, who does those face swaps, does a fantastic face swap of Meghan Markle. Check it out. It's hysterical. They are too much. All of them are so good. I think there's like a new one every few weeks for sure. Different characters. Do we have another? Do we have more voicemails?
We do.
I'd like to hear a voicemail.
Hi, this is a company that removes asses from fences.
Oh yeah.
We got an ass on our fence, and we kind of want it gone. I'm sick and tired of staring at the ass on the fence. So call me back.
You need to get yourself a slingshot, a wrist rocket, and shoot some pebbles at that ass.
Yeah, or like maybe a cooling bomb. Just loosen it up a bit. Or wait, no, not a cooling bomb. That's for a burn. Like some WD-40. You spray some of that on there, and then or some grease that also helps, and just slide it off. Just slide that off the fence.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah, and then make that sound.
Oh, you're talking about insertion of the fence into the ass.
Oh, that's different. Oh.
He might just have some asses sitting on his fence.
Oh, that's what I mean. Like, you just grease it up, and then it slides right off.
Okay.
That also works when it's also inserted in one's ass.
That's true. Shows where my mind's at. I thought you were talking about fence insertion.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it works both ways. I mean, on the fence about calling. Maybe they're on the fence about calling.
And yeah, really, that was my initial comment about them being on the fence about calling.
That's right. And that's when you see all the asses on fences. But it's dual purpose. You can just, the asses will just slide off the fence. Or if you're just trying to get the fence out of an ass, same thing.
I don't want to see the gaping butthole.
Well, it's if you don't, but if you do, you can call 430-201-4841.
And I mean, asshole was immaculate. And I audibly gasped. I was like, oh my God.
Those are some good ones. I can't forget about those.
Oh yeah. They're so good.
I haven't seen another dick.
It took a whole afternoon, but I got all the great clips.
You got some really great ones. Great ones. They're so great.
So great. If you would like to leave a great voicemail, 430-201-4841.
Tastes like onions.
Let's listen to another voicemail.
Oh, you want to?
Yeah, let's listen to one.
Okay, both.
Hey, Hogs.
Hey.
Women elected, blame Canada. Let's see. Y'all were talking about flavor scientists earlier. Well, I've got here a rock star. Mm. 300 milligram caffeine per can. Rockstar, marshmallow flavored. Exurance, performance energy. Reading the top of the can, it's CoQ10, zero sugar, BCAA aminos, which is duplicate branch chain amino acids, aminos, whatever. Zero calories. Didn't I just say that? Oh, zero sugar. Vegan. What is a non-vegan marshmallow? Come on. God damn it.
Oh.
Electrolytes. Okay. Ingredients. Because it actually tastes like a fucking marshmallow. Like those damn, what do you call it? The damn jelly belly. Jelly beans, yeah.
Oh, jelly beans.
Okay.
Oh.
Ingredients. Carbonated water.
Okay.
Phosphoric acid. And the third ingredient is caffeine.
Okay.
Wow. Benzoic acid, preservative, L-leucine, sucralose, the sweetener, natural flavors, potassium citrate, magnesium lactate, sorbic acid, another preservative, acylamine, potassium, L-valine, L-isoleucine, the L's are the amino acids. Niacinamide, not sure about that, I'd have to glance at it. Panthonic acid, dipotassium phosphate, coenzyme, Q10, CoQ10, pyridoxine, hydrochloride, do you want to drink that shit?
Whoa.
Cyanocobalamin. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Good shit. As far as flavor, I think I'd recommend just chomping a few Jelly Bellies that are marshmallow flavor and get some of those popcorn butter flavor ones too. But I don't know if I can recommend drinking this shit, but enjoy. Adios.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do what you got to do for that flavor.
Yeah, some of that marshmallow flavor. But I don't think that does sound like a good drink to have, Rockstar. No.
It sounds like somebody's chemistry project at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's right. And then they poured all of the empty chemist containers with all kinds of stuff, and then they put it into this mixture, and they called it Rockstar.
What made me laugh during his voicemail was a part in the Google transcription. that said, in a valley isolation, loosen the elves.
I like that a lot.
Loosen the elves, especially.
Loosen the elves. That could be a great show title.
Yes, it could. I got some good news for some lazy people in Germany.
Oh, that's great for them. Maybe they can bring it over here.
The University of Fine Arts in Hamburg, they are offering a $1,900 grant to do nothing. Excuse me. To do nothing.
Like nothing?
Yes, it's part of... I wonder what that's like. It's research for an expedition, exhibition on sustainability. But they're only going to award three grants of $1,900 each.
Wow.
You have to apply and you have to like tell them your idea. Like, I'm not going to go to a grocery store for a month or however long. Stuff like that. You have to come with ideas like, yeah, like I'm never going to watch TV. I'm going to sit there and do absolutely nothing. I'm going to sit outside and meditate and focus on my breathing day in and day out to make sure that I have the smallest footprint possible on the climate. Mm. I'll only drink water and eat grass along with all my meditation. So the wackier the idea, they say, the better. They don't use the word wacky, but
be interesting to hear what those entries would be.
Oh yeah, yeah. And even if you don't get picked, your application that you submit will be part of an expedition called the School of Inconsequentiality Towards a Better Life. Of course, that's translated from German. I'm sure it sounds great in German.
Yeah, definitely.
Probably this.
Towards
a better life.
Towards a better life. Go towards there.
Yeah, if you attend the University of Hamburg, you can get a grant. I don't even think you have to attend the university.
Oh, they just probably they probably just want people to enter in.
Well, they want your submitted applications as part of their exhibition, the School of Inconsequentiality.
So would they credit your idea, like if you submitted your application?
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's nice of them.
You'll just be part of the exhibit, like
a monkey. Okay. That's cool.
A meat monkey. speaking of meat monkeys, they're doing a live action adaptation of the Powerpuff Girls over at the CW. It's in the works anyway.
Whoa, live action Powerpuff Girls.
Oh yeah, it's updated.
Whoa.
So now they are disillusioned 20-somethings who represent losing their childhood to fight crime.
Oh.
Yeah, oh indeed. It's going to be full of all the bullshit. You can just hear it now. Shit about making only 70 cents when, you know, some other Powerpuff dude makes a dollar. All that kind of horse shit.
Oh, so they're going to be Powerpuff feminists.
They don't say that in what I was reading on Variety.
Oh, yeah.
But it will more than likely be there. It has to be there.
It has to.
You can't make a TV show without that stuff nowadays.
Nope. No, you can't.
The Woker Puff Girls.
So woke. Woker Puff Girls.
Or Commie Puff Girls. That's pretty funny, too.
That's also very funny. Do we have another voicemail?
Probably. Let me find it. I gotta open it back up.
The library blocked my password.
Oh, I was expecting to have a lot of... I mean, heard Dirk and Sunshine yet last night on the stream, and they didn't have the password. It was the only thing they couldn't play any of those voicemails. So I'm glad we have the voicemails.
Me too.
So if
beaver anal secretions have a vanilla flavor, I'm kind of concerned. What the fuck am I licking or drinking when I'm drinking natural flavors from a marshmallow-flavored soda?
Oh,
oh God.
Yes, there we go.
Oh. I'm going to pour some Ronin here and kick it back. Double up.
Goat secretions.
Yeah. Marshmallow-flavored secretions.
I got one last story.
Oh, nice.
From Switzerland.
Cool.
A town called Olten, O-L-T-E-N. They experienced, in a short area, cocoa snow or chocolate snow. Not really chocolate, though.
Oh, you don't want to have chocolate snow. That means a dog got dog pooped in there. You don't want that.
Yeah, dog shit in a wood chipper. No, I'm kidding. That's not what happened there. There was a, they had to rename the town.
Brown Town, baby!
No.
Yeah, you got to do that.
the Lindt Spruingly Company, they manufacture chocolate. They had a, quote, minor defect in the cooling ventilation for a line of roasted cocoa nubs. The nub is... it's just crushed up cocoa beans. And so the minor defect sucked the cocoa dust up and out of the ventilation system, and it sprayed it all around the town right there in the local area around the factory.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't insane. Well, I mean, it's just cocoa dust, like from cocoa beans. That's all.
But your first reaction when you see that, like, oh,
but it
oh
wasn't,
shit.
Yeah, but it wasn't crazy. Like completely covered or anything. It was just a light dusting of cocoa powder.
Oh, so you want to get your nice cappuccino out and then get that light chocolatey dusting on your drink. Mm-hmm.
That's what I used to do as a kid, was put plain cereal like Cheerios or Corn Flakes or Rice Krispies, any of those plain ones, put those on vanilla ice cream and then sprinkle the Nesquik chocolate powder.
Oh, yeah.
Sprinkle that on top of it.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And then sometimes you get the Nesquik hot chocolate mix with little tiny marshmallows.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best. I mean, this, of course, is before the Rockstar marshmallows flavor that you get now. But this is like little tiny marshmallows, and for some reason they were so good, especially with all the chocolate mix.
Yes, I was just getting myself another beer too.
What?
And I think since we both got our beers, we should get out of here. See, that rhymes.
That does rhyme, so it must be true.
We have to leave now. I have to leave. We have to leave now. I have to go. We're going.
I'm going to leave now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. But I will say that I had a good time in the smoker.
So did I. And we're going to have Grand Duke Thomas Nussbaum joining us on Thursday. And we're very excited.
Nussbaum! Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hogstorians. You know
me.
Oh,
we should play the mix.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to. But since it's got so many clips, I can't really talk over it for the outro.
Gotcha.
But you're right. We are going to play the mix after this.
Cool.
And I will say that I was Fletcher.
And I've been Carolyn Blaney.
And you are in the smoker with all of us. Adios, mofos.
Adios.
Do you ever should yourself? This time of day is prime time for shooting yourself.
the story? Pog story. You know the story. Pog story. Big story. Pog story. Front page story. Pog story. Little different story. Pog story.
Very personal story.
Pog story. CNN had a story. What a disaster that is. Pog story. We all listen.
Did you hear about this yesterday?
John.
Carolyn.
They are so great.
I love it. I love the people. I was listening today. They want to go out and breathe nice, clean, beautiful, fresh air. I like fresh air, motherfucker. John.
Carolyn.
Thank you very much.
John, thank you. Great job.
Carolyn. Thank you, darling.
They are so great.
I love you, too.
Some of the things that these people are saying, they want to go out and breathe nice, clean, beautiful, fresh air. Beautiful, fresh air. Fresh air.
Motherfucker.
You're going to have to listen to this crazy man. John.
Motherfucker.
When I listen to that, Carolyn, you wouldn't believe it. I love it. I love the people. Pog story.
There's no doubt about it. They were going hog wild.
Pog story. They want to go out and breathe nice, clean, beautiful, fresh air.
Pog story. Very powerful story.
Very personal story.
You know the story.
Pog story. Little different story.
Big story.
Front page story.
John.
Carolyn.
Listen, you motherfuckers.
Get ready, because I may grab you so fast.
John.
Carolyn.
I was listening today.
I was all set to really hit it.
John.
Carolyn.
I love you, too.
Yes,
John.
John, thank you. Great job.
Carolyn.
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 Thank you, darling.
Thank you very much.
Fresh air,
motherfucker.
Fresh air,
motherfucker.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Fresh air,
motherfucker.
Some of the things that these people are saying,
it does some pretty big damage. I know that.
Pog story, little different story.
You know the story.
I tell you the story.
Pog story,
front page story.
Big story.
Very powerful story.
Listen, you motherfuckers.
We all listen.
When I listen to that,
you wouldn't believe it.
So who's gonna listen?
I was listening today. A friend of mine was on. Very important person.
You wouldn't believe it.
Pretty good though.
I love you too.
John.
Carolyn.
The most beautiful young people you've ever seen.
It's true. Pog story.
Very powerful story.
It does some pretty big damage, I know that.
Pog story.
Listen, you motherfuckers.
We all listen.
So who's gonna listen? And that's basically the story.
You guys need a bigger bathroom. I was like, oh, a bigger bathroom?